And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia.
Okay, but sorry, can I just interrupt? The producer just told us not to bump anything because it's going to make noises on the podcast. And then his phone, the producer's phone goes, ping. So carry on, Geeks. I had to interrupt you there. You just see all three of us looking at him.
It is your girl, Cynthia, right here on The Political Show on Active FM. And with me in studio, we have...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight. Right here on
What's
the...
What's 3 weeks in a row in the show now or something?
It's a whole month.
A month?
Yeah.
Guys.
A full month.
Yeah. Don't fall out of the sky.
Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics... We are looking into something that is very, very interesting, as always.
Well, 5 years ago, I would never have thought this was going to happen.
Yes. Yes. And that is the fact that Russell Brand has given his life to Jesus.
He's a convert to Christianity.
Yes.
From atheism and new age and drug stuff and worldly and sleeping with 45 women a night and all sorts of stuff. He's given his life to Jesus. So... You know, our topic is, and this is the headline, so please share the show and share it far, because how can you say don't mix religion and politics when Russell Brand gives his life to Jesus? The comedian turned politician extraordinaire has given his life to Jesus. And you can find plenty of videos in the past with him debating Christians and saying that what we believe is hogwash, you know, and all sorts of stuff like that. But... I mean, well, you know, if I've been watching Russell Brand the last year, I'm not that surprised, because I've seen he's really searching. So I'm not that surprised. But 5 years ago, if you told me this was going to happen, I was going to say, no way, Jose. Mm. That's like Richard Dawkins giving... I mean, it would have been the same as Richard Dawkins giving his life to Jesus. Mm. There's no way. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes, it's going to be awesome, as always, because this is The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Turn up the volume. The volume.
This is Radio On Demand. What on, you want, on. When you want it. It's Active FM. It's Active FM. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
So we are speaking about Russell Brand and his giving his life to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there's an article by inews.co.uk that was written. He's actually a priest. His name is Michael Corin. And this is what he basically said about this. He's like, one of the delights of my priestly life is when I'm asked to perform a baptism. Sometimes it will be babies held by their parents, but often it's mature people who have come to know Jesus Christ and long for this sacramental bonding into God's family. I welcome every one of them. I have the same attitude towards Russell Brand, who has just announced to his millions of online followers that on Sunday he was baptized. He said that he felt incredibly blessed and that he was nourished by it all. I'm delighted for him and hope that he emerges as a true follower of Jesus, committed to devotion to God, loving his enemies, standing with the poor and the marginalized, and putting others before himself. But there's even more to it than that. Baptism involves transformation, a different life, and what we might think of as a great, glorious coming clean. Okay, so he says, yes, sins are forgiven, but there needs to be proof that the truth of those sins or errors or wrongs, if you prefer, has been understood and accepted. Otherwise, it can all resemble a politician's public tears. Have lessons been learned? Have we paid a price? Are we trying to repair damage done? Accepting Jesus means accepting what he demanded of us, and that's not easy to say. Brand has been accused of sexual assault, rape, and emotional abuse by four women, and has also been interviewed twice by the police under caution for what are thought to be other alleged crimes. One of his accusers was age 16 at the time of the incident.
Yo. I'm so sorry. That's so unfair. Yo. I'm just listening to them. They're so unfair. Okay, sorry. Carry on.
But he continues to say, what I've seen is Russell Brand focusing on Russell Brand. Something occurred in the process of baptism that was incredible, overwhelming, literally overwhelming, because this is Russell Brand saying, literally overwhelming, because I was obviously underwater and it was the River Thames. How do you pronounce that river?
Thames.
And like it's, it says...
I heard another podcast.
Yeah.
They said it's pronounced Thames, but it's spelled Thames.
Like it says in Galatians that you can live as an enlightened and awakened person. It's significant that conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, one of Brand's loudest defenders, wrote to his more than 2 million followers on X, "The Lord works in mysterious ways. God bless Russell Brand and his powerful transformation. Free humanity stands with him and with God. Christ is King. This is the man who claimed that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting where 20 young children were killed was a hoax."
I can't keep quiet.
So what are your thoughts on everything?
I was shocked you were quiet the whole time.
No, I mean, that thing with Alex Jones. No, I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says. Yeah. And I mean, Alex Jones claims to be a Christian. Some of the things he starts talking about, the zeitgeist and all of this, and he's come out heavily against Israel, you know, with this whole conflict. And I vehemently disagree with him on that, you know, in terms of what he's saying. Now, I'm not saying, I don't say everything the Israelis are doing are right. You know, but there's certain things that they're claiming that the Israelis are committing genocide and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, that's a lot of hogwash as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, there's people dying, but that's the casualties of war. And if you start a war, people are going to die. Mm. So Hamas starts a war. People are dying. Oh, wow. What a shock. People are dying in a war. Wow. Mm. You know, and plus you go and punch the oak. It's about 30 foot taller than you. You're going to get beaten up. Now, when you're lying in intensive care, don't cry. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself there by picking on the guy. But that rubbish about saying, so I'm just giving that as an example. I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says.
Yeah.
But that Sandy Hook thing, I think it was about 2 years after the thing happened or something, that someone spoke to him, and it was actually, I think it was a guy named Steve Pachenik, who was actually a guy that's been involved in intelligence and psychological operations and all sorts of stuff like that. They told Alex Jones that this was a PSYOP, okay, a psychological operation, and that the massacre never really happened. And then there's some videos and stuff. And so Alex Jones questioned it for about a week. And then he, you know, was saying, did this thing not happen? You know, maybe it didn't happen. This is exactly what the New World Order would do. And then after about a week, he said, guys, this is wrong. This thing happened. Okay. And he somewhere along the line, he apologized. And then what happens is all of a sudden, like many years later, lawsuits come out when Alex Jones is becoming really, really big. And, you know, so Alex Jones obviously would have a lot in common with Russell Brand, because that's what's happened to Russell Brand now. You're claiming he's done all sorts of stuff. And now they're saying he's been accused. So now you say he's accused of sexual assault. Now, most people then see Russell Brand as guilty of sexual assault. And he's been... questioned under caution. Ooh, he's been questioned under caution. What does that mean? So, have no innocent people ever been questioned by the police? So, why did they not charge him? When they questioned him under caution, what that means is they're looking for something to charge him with. If they find something in the interview, or if they find some evidence that backs up the claim of the accuser, they're going to charge him. There's going to be a court case. And then you can't say he's a rapist or an abuser until he's found guilty. You have no right to do that. All right. Every person has a right to their day in court. You don't have a right to disperse, you know, to disperse their character unless they've been in court, unless you know there is an establishment thing to cover it up. Mm-hmm. So Russell Brand went through this thing, and I mean, no one's going to cover for Russell Brand. Let's be honest. You know, if it was President Russell Brand, mm-hmm. or Prime Minister, mm-hmm. or King Russell Brand, you know, then I could say, yeah, maybe. But so he's gone through all of this stuff. His experience been cancelled on YouTube and all sorts of other places. And life got really hard for him. He lost income, you know. When he was living terribly, he was like, everyone was his fan. It's like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
When Donald Trump was living like I don't know, like a terrible person, and he was a gigolo, and he's sleeping with women left, right, and center, and he's building all his buildings, and I can't tell the difference between Donald Trump and Hugh Hefner. Everyone's fine with him, but the moment, you know, he comes with some things that sound a bit Christian-y, then all of a sudden the guy's attacking him, and that's what happened. Russell Brand didn't even go Christian. He just challenged the status quo.
Mm.
And, you know, I think Black Knights, you just mentioned, the thing, one of the big catalysts to this attack on him, which was a show that he appeared on in the United States. You've got to be careful before being on a show in America. Eh? Mm.
That's true.
Next thing, you know, the CIA is coming after you.
Because
I think that's who went after Russell Brand.
Mm. Sure. Black Knight?
I think obviously, yeah, my take on this thing is the whole factor with, when he turns. And oh yes, also another funny thing is that you'll find that a lot of the establishment people, when they like let go of their lives, it's funny that they all boil down and come down to Christianity. I don't know if I'm the only one that's seeing something like that, but mostly that's what I've seen. All of these big stars, whenever they come down to a religion or whatever the case is, they'll all go for Christianity. Yeah, maybe stuff happens afterwards. But it's funny that Christianity is like so understandable to a lame person that they would just go for that. So for me, that's like also one point for me as a Christian.
Well, Andy Tate went Muslim, eh?
Yeah,
and
but
you're a fan favorite.
No, I'm not with that part. I actually dislike Tristan because he doesn't say much when Andrew is talking a lot about.
Andrew Tate doesn't know anything about Islam.
Yeah, and he's not a.
He speaks garbage.
He even said.
When he defends Islam, I understand Islam. Okay, I understand what they teach. And when Andrew Tate speaks, he speaks garbage.
He won't even do Ramadan fully. So that's when I was like, Andrew Tate, you complained about Christians not following stuff, but here you are now. He said, he admitted they on one of the emergency meetings. That he won't do it fully because he has to train and you know.
Yeah, but I mean you can have a massive meal at breakfast and a massive meal at sunset.
But for his body, he needs to cut his.
The only challenge is you can't drink water during the day.
Yeah,
because you can't drink anything.
So,
you can't even fast from sun up to sundown.
Yeah, so, also one thing that also got my attention because that's when I found out about this thing. I think last year or year before last when I was listening to one of the emergency meeting and then Russell Brand came up and then he was being accused that he's raped people, a woman. And then we went to find out obviously why the case, why is that the case? And then you find out he actually, I think on, was it 2021 or 2, yeah. I think, I think 21, he was on the Bill Maher show. And then I started hearing the stuff that he was saying. And then he was disproving the vaccines. Yeah,
until he started saying that, I wasn't interested. I mean, I used to listen to Russell Brand with disdain because he used to full on defend atheism. He used to criticize Christianity. So, I mean, I listened to people like that to know what the people on the other side are saying. But I didn't like what he said, you know. And then he started saying this about the vaccine, and I thought, this guy's on the same side as me. And he was one of the first celebrities like that I'd call like a left-wing celebrity that was saying this about the vaccine. That's why I noticed him. So anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so also, I think also 2020, when I also started seeing him on not Rumble, that's not where I saw him first. It was on, is it BitChute, right? Yes, I saw him on BitChute first, and then I was like, I don't like him same reason, because I'm thinking, ah, it's new age, he'll probably be for the vaccine, because with the whole COVID thing, he was about it, but he was not sure. And also the vaccines, there was a point he was not sure about it, and I think until he got away when that Pfizer thing came out with that, is it the CEO, when he was recorded, yes, that's when stuff started going down, and then he started speaking about. But for me, when he spoke about against the establishment, and then
and the problem was, he's not just making videos, he was going around the UK doing these shows where he's talking to the guys.
Mm.
So he's having a huge influence. Yeah.
And then
they come with all these accusations and stuff.
Yeah.
Now that's like a CIA operation to me. And obviously they would have done stuff, I'm sure, to his bank accounts and things like that. Mm. And you know, gigs like we were saying. I mean, imagine if your husband gets accused of rape. It's going to cause pressure on the marriage.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's obviously going to say he never did it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be sure.
Mm.
Even if you know your husband.
Yes.
You won't be 100% sure. So the thing is, this obviously put him through hell. Absolute hell.
And also another thing, why didn't they go for him like years before, and then they're only going to go for him now? Because the same problem I had with the McMahon case, with the CEO, the chairperson of WWE. I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm not saying that. But why only now? Because it's when you go through these cases, these things have always been there, but they didn't chase them up. But why only now? Yeah, so that's when I saw that there's a problem.
That goes with our shows that we've done about the ability to selectively prosecute due to the complexity
with
of the law.
Yes, we need to simplify speaking about the law. Yes.
But anyway, what I wanted to say, this hardship, he then started searching and he realized this can't be all that there is. And also, sometimes people realize there's a God when they face evil.
Yeah.
Because with what he would have faced, he would have come face to face with pure evil.
Yeah.
You know, before that, it's people just their weaknesses and their pleasures. But there's a lot of people that are evil. And they scheme evil things. And they do things out of evil motives. And they do things maliciously.
Mm.
And that's what happened to him. Now, sometimes when you come face to face with evil like this, there is no logical explanation for that kind of evil, malicious intent. Mm. Except for the fact that Satan exists and that there are demons.
Yeah.
Okay, and that they want to destroy you.
Mm.
And people who influenced enough by Satan will act like Satan. Mm. And they'll go after you just to destroy you. Just, and I mean, why would people kill things just for the fun of it? So this led Russell Brand on a spiritual journey. And he started asking the question, which often people will ask, for example, if someone close to them dies or you know, something bad happens, maybe they lose all their wealth. Surely there's more to life than this.
Mm.
And he's been searching for a long time. And then, you know, at first he started sounding more new agey. So he realized he was no longer atheist. And, you know, all of the things with Krishna and Buddhism and all of his, so he would have explored all of those things.
Mm.
And then he discovered Christianity. And I believe with all my heart, you know, that when people seriously search after Christianity, that something different happens. I mean, Mel Gibson, so I'm just giving a warning as well. If you listen to these guys, you know, and many Christians talk about Catholics as if they're not saved. Mm. It's not true.
Mm.
This guy... He sounds like someone who's met Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can't fake that, because something happens inside of you that you cannot understand unless you've given your life to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, he sounds like a person, because I also had my experience with Jesus.
Mm.
And I know what it's like. And when he's talking, I know what he's saying.
Mm.
And you can't fake that. I know people try fake that. You can't fake that.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about Kanye. Because I didn't hear this kind of stuff from Kanye. I wasn't sure about him. This guy, you know, I mean, obviously I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's given his life to Jesus.
Yeah. I think for my side, especially with the video that you showed us, is that he focuses on the fact of his experience. So he's not trying to sound like he's this guy who knows it
everything,
all about
yeah.
Christianity. But he kept emphasizing on the fact that he can only share from his experience. He even said it, that he's only been
a
Christian for 24 hours. Yeah.
That's being a witness.
And things like that.
Well, it's this week he was baptized, guys, in the River Thames.
Yeah. And what's this? Also, the fact that he's he spoke about the fact that something happened when he was being baptized. Yeah. It wasn't... So he obviously got information, whoever was speaking to him and whoever is led him to to Christ and things like that.
But being a Christian is more than just information.
Yes. He had an experience that changed him while he was being baptized.
With God.
Yes. And I think that is the biggest thing as well. And the interesting thing is that he spoke about the fact that a lot of people think that Christianity is on the decline or religion is on the decline.
It's not.
Then it's not. Yeah.
In fact, the place where Christianity is growing the fastest right now is one of the places which is very hot in the persecution states. We've spoken about it before, is Iran.
Yeah.
And people are willing to give their life to Jesus when it's going to cost them their lives.
Mm. Yeah.
And you don't find people converting to Islam if it's going to cost them their lives.
Mm, that's true. That's true.
All right. So when Islam's in a powerful position and you got freedom, then they're willing, like Andrew Tate, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? It cost him nothing.
Mm.
But, you know the amount of people that have given their life to Jesus when their lives are under threat, and also the amount of Muslims that have come to Christ in the last 20 or 30 years that I've heard of, because Jesus appeared to them, like literally. And I don't believe Muslims can come to Christ unless he appears to them. They have to have a divine experience with Christ. The demonic hold on them is so much that unless Jesus himself appears to them somehow, that they know it's him, they don't convert.
Yeah, no, that's true. In John 1 verse 43, it says, "The next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, 'Follow me.'"
And that's what Russell Brand would have heard. Okay, if he's met Jesus, as I suspect, he's heard Jesus say to him, "Follow me." And I mean, also Russell Brand's life's changed. He's I don't know if he's married to her, but he's got a partner, and they've got three kids, and he's raising the kids with a partner. Mm. Now, if you know Russell Brand's history, I mean, we were talking Katy Perry. So Katy Perry grew up in church and left the faith. Russell Perry was somewhere, Russell Perry, listen to me. Russell Brand was somewhere else, okay? Never anywhere close to the church. Probably sitting in pubs his whole life and all sorts of stuff like that. And now he's found Christ.
Mm.
And the thing I want to say to you is Jesus says, "Follow me." And the choice is, then do you follow him? Now, Russell Brand is in my generation.
Mm.
All right? I'm 55, so I'm heading on towards senior citizen.
Yeesh.
Okay? Russell Brand's heading there as well. If you look at his hair, it's going grey. You know what I'm saying? Just his hair's not falling out. Mine falls out before it can go grey. But anyway, but the thing is that at the end of the day, it's never too late and it's never too early. You can be 9, you can be 90. You can give your life to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing a bit of evangelistic thing. Let's get really political and get evangelistic.
No.
I'm telling you now, if your life is a mess, you're in a good place when you realize it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's life's in a mess. Because we've all sinned. And sin creates a mess.
Mm.
I want to encourage you to give your life to Jesus. And, you know, he's going to do incredible things in your life if you will do that.
Yeah. Amen. This has been an amazing show, as always. Right here on Active Family Radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Ensslin.
Pastor Gavin Ensslin. And
The Black Knight.
Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.